two know what they're doing with the Sphere in Vegas. They're going to put on a hell of a show. They have, clearly.
Right.
But how awesome would it be Billy Idol taking it over? You know?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, it would be so psychedelic and insane. I don't know who you'd have open, but they could just like blow people's minds to pieces with that. That Sphere, it's so huge, you could fit the actual Statue of Liberty inside of it.
Yeah, have you seen the video of the giraffe looking over the
crowd? No. Oh, that's awesome.
It looks like the crowd is a rock in this huge picture of a giraffe looking over.
That is
awesome.
It looks
so great.
That is, that's quite the trip if you're on acid.
Yes, no kidding. If you're on anything, really.
Yeah, exactly. And in Vegas, you know. Hey, dude, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sligo.
Yep, that's true.
How's the weekend?
You know, too short.
Sure, like always.
A little partying going on with Halloween. And
how'd that go?
It was good, you know. We won the last place in our costume contest.
Yes, and well done.
Which is always a proud moment.
Listen, if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
how about you? What were you up to this weekend? You seem fairly not hungover or anything.
No, I went to a Kings game on Saturday night.
Nice.
That was
right.
A lot of fun.
Yep.
That was big fun.
You know, we had tickets, by the way, to those Kings games all the time here.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
To every home game.
Yeah.
So that keep listening for your chance to win that. Let's talk about today's show. Give me five.
Yeah, gambling. Speaking of Vegas, just sort of, man, I'm jonesing. It's been so long since I've been on a casino floor.
But can we say no, what's his name?
Elvis?
No when to hold him.
No when to fold him.
Kenny Rogers,
never.
Can we say?
We can 100% say that. We can
no
say
Kenny
anyone
okay.
asking for it will be in trouble.
Okay, good. All right, excellent. I like that. I'm
but
happy with
that. Yeah.
Offensive Halloween decorations?
Yay, those are my favorite.
Very exciting. What is the best candy for trick-or-treating to give out and to receive?
Oh, okay.
We haven't done that. We've done the worst.
That's true.
Several times.
But what is the best?
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
One American dollar?
Yeah, I think you might get this one. I got one for you.
It's about time.
And I think you might get this
and
one.
And tarantulas want us all dead. That story's
That's
coming up
fact.
Next on 95.5 KLOS.
From right here in Los Angeles, that is Dirty Honey, Won't Take Me Alive. That's from their new album, Can't Find the Brakes. It's going to be out in just a few days.
Very exciting.
And, yeah, made that available to some of their fans and been selling it at some of the shows, and they were asking what everybody's favorite track is so far on the album. And they're just going basically across social media, all of them. We love them all.
Excellent.
They're all amazing. So very cool. Looking forward to the new Dirty Honey album later this week. Can't find the break.
Let's talk about spiders, shall we?
That's your favorite subject.
Motorcyclist hospitalized after tarantula causes crash in Death Valley.
Wow.
A tarantula crossed the street.
Oh, so I thought, for some reason, I thought he had gotten into his helmet or something.
Nope.
But he's like, he's cruising across the
He's walking across
road,
the freeway or whatever it is in Death Valley.
Middle of nowhere.
And some Swiss tourists spotted it and slammed on the brakes, and a motorcycle hit them from behind. Listen to this story.
A tarantula created a sticky situation for drivers in Death Valley. One Swiss couple who says they wouldn't hurt a fly slammed on their brakes to avoid hitting the spider.
And instead hurt a motorcyclist.
Right, maybe. Maybe hurt a fly.
Yeah, maybe put a little.
I think there's some perspective there.
Balance.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That then caused a motorcyclist behind them to crash into their rented camper van. The motorcyclist was taken to a local hospital. Park rangers say watch out for wildlife as the area is still recovering from flood damage.
I would think that, like, when the motorcyclist is laying there on the ground, too, just waiting for some more tarantulas to come up. Hey, dude, what's going
man,
on?
That would suck so much.
You look delicious.
I can't move.
If you were worried about the tarantula, the National Park Service says the spider walked away unscathed.
Well, I mean, as long as the spider's all right.
Right.
Hey, yeah, let's get Stu in here. He's a motorcyclist. Let's see what he thinks about that.
The spider's all right.
Who cares? That's funny.
We don't care about motorcyclists and people.
Dude's in the hospital now. Ha, ha, ha. Tarantula's good to go.
Every time I hear the word tarantula, my scar hurts.
I bet, man. Kevin, would you be so kind as to step into the cone of silence?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Because it's time for...
I need dollar, that's what I need.
We can't have the studio audience giving you answers. You
oh,
know?
I see.
So you need to step on in there, put the headphones on, the blindfolds.
Right.
Put on this really weird little costume with
Why
someone.
The
I don't know.
Piece?
I don't know. Just trying to help you out, man. All right, so one American dollar today. It's, according to worldatlas.com, the 10 most popular kinds of sport... as judged by how many fans they have worldwide in the on the planet, on Earth. When the games that people will get around and watch on the tube and go see and blah, blah, blah.
Soccer/football.
Soccer/football does not appear on the list at all. Oh, hold on. It's number,
number one.
3.5 billion people like soccer / football. You're one of them. You make a tiny little speck in that whole list.
Yeah, very tiny, yes. All right, so that's one.
Yep. Just need three more, and you get a total of six guesses to get that $1.
Basketball?
Basketball is absolutely one of my favorites. And happily, it's on the list at number seven with 800 million fans across the world. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Visit it.
Should I go baseball or football?
Yeah, should you? What should you do?
I'm going to say football.
Football.
What?
It's not. American football. You know, Americans are so sure that it's just the greatest sport in the world. But the one
I
of the,
would think it would be in the top 10. I don't think that's...
One with the smallest number of viewers, fans, 450 million. So it's under, which makes sense, under 450 million on this list.
Yeah. I wonder if it's something like rugby or cricket or one of those kind of nonsensical things.
I wonder, too.
Baseball.
Baseball. You didn't say baseball yet?
No.
Okay. What did you say?
I said soccer, football, and basketball, and baseball.
Oh, yeah, basketball. And baseball. Uh-huh. And you got that, too. That one is actually at 500 million.
So that's number nine or eight?
That's number eight, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so...
One more, baby, and this dollar is yours to spend as you please.
It should be hockey, but I don't think that's in there.
I would encourage you to save your $1 if you win it. You know, because put it aside for a rainy day. So you're saying hockey?
No, I'm not.
You love hockey.
I do love hockey.
You're a big hockey fan.
Huge.
And you're going to diss hockey.
I don't think... I mean, if American football isn't...
American football!
Well, but they do play hockey in a lot of other places. I'm going to say hockey.
Hockey! Yeah. Which means, of course, you win one American dollar.
Woo!
Are you going to take my fine advice and save it for a rainy day?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Let me figure that out.
I don't think we're ever going to get any of those.
I have to find a money manager. Get everything set up right.
Please give us a little time in this weird situation. Number nine is the one with 410 is another 450 million fans worldwide. Golf
never entered my mind.
Right?
Wow.
So that beats out.
Because that's not a sport.
American football.
Come on. Golf's not a sport.
I agree with you, yes. Rugby is next.
Rugby, I thought, might be one of them, but I said no.
Comes in at number nine with 475 million fans worldwide. Wow. Baseball is eight, as you got. Basketball also seven. You got, this is a dumb one. You want to talk dumb. And, no offense to you ping pong players.
I thought ping
table
pong.
Tennis.
And then I thought, no, that's the stupidest thing ever. And it's in there.
It's on the list. And it's way up there, too. People love the table tennis, as do they volleyball. Now, that I understand.
Oh, interesting. Volleyball, I wouldn't have thought of either.
Straight up proper tennis is number four.
Tennis, I wouldn't have thought.
With 1 billion fans worldwide.
Wow.
Hockey, you went ahead and said, 2 billion fans, so you doubled right there.
Fantastic.
Going from number four to number three, cricket.
I did say cricket, and when I was saying cricket or rugby or some of those dumb sports. Both of those in the list. But I said, no, that's not my guess.
It was number two. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, and then the one you got.
Wait, how many fans does cricket have?
Cricket has 2.5 billion fans worldwide. And football, or I should say soccer, is 3.5 billion.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Rescued, that is one of the songs, the Fooders Fi. The Fooders Fi played on a Saturday Night Live this past weekend. You didn't happen to watch that on Saturday
I did.
Night.
It was great.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yep.
They're so good. They're
coming
so
out
amazing.
In these ridiculous costumes.
Yep. So there you go. Fighters Foo. Man, that's such good stuff. That is such a great song. Really good song.
Let's talk candy. And let's not get into a fight, but I have an answer.
Fight. Yeah.
And don't come at me.
Okay. Bro.
That's how you start not getting into a fight.
Exactly. Hold on. I'm putting my switchblade away. Then.
I change my top fives year to year. A little bit.
Of your favorite candy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now, and you've seen, I've been in a peanut M&M mode.
You have. You've emptied the machine here, basically.
I really sort of have. So that's number one for me this year.
Is it peanut M&Ms?
This year.
I can see that. Those are amazing.
Number two, most other years, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Or really Reese's Peanut Butter anything.
Yeah.
Any item with that in it.
Yep.
Number three, Snickers.
Sure, Snickers are amazing.
Number four, Twix.
Twix. Now that I'm not. I might have to come at you on that one.
All right. Now let me tell you five first, okay, and then you can decide when you want to come at me.
Okay.
100 grand.
Oh, I love those. Oh, okay. Those are really good. $100,000 bar.
All right, so you'll come at me with Twix.
Yeah, I'm going to have to fight you in the parking lot over Twix.
All right.
I have my five.
We're going to take your favorites and your least favorites, if you don't mind, because tomorrow night, of course, is Halloween. Little kids are going to knock on your door, and they're going to want candy. And you're going to need to have it before tomorrow night.
You're going to ask them what neighborhood they're from, and if you're like Mike, you might send them away.
Correct.
Not from just a few doors down.
818-955-KLOS.
I don't think you'll come at me over, well, maybe one of these. I think you said. Maybe two, even. I think one of them you said you hate, but Reese's Pieces tops my list.
Sure.
And it's been up there for a very long time.
Same with me with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I can just, like, you know, you tear open the bag and just pour it in your mouth, basically.
Same.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, like you said, I like them frozen, man.
Oh, that's good, too, yeah.
That's
good, too.
You know, I just put them in the freezer. I'm like, wait a minute, man.
You hollow them out and use them as a ball?
Now you're talking. Chico Sticks.
What?
Chico Sticks.
What the hell is Chico Sticks?
I have loved those since I was a little kid. Basically, it's the inside of a Butterfinger without the chocolate on it. That's kind of what it tastes like. It's just
Chico,
like they forget
stick.
To put the... Love it. It's like a stick.
Butterfingers is...
That was on number five on my list.
Garbage.
Why are you getting your butterfly knife out? You don't even have a switchblade, son?
Garbage. Garbage.
Number five on my list. Can you believe this? I was so wonderful to him about Kit Kat, the worst thing in the world.
All right, wait a minute. So what was the stick?
Chico Stick.
Chico Stick.
Yeah, no Never relation to Chico Marx at all. It's been around for a long time. And Nestle Crunch or Crackle. I love those.
It's tough to vote against that.
Yeah, that's sure. Very close to $100,000 bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Butterfinger.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Butterfinger blows.
All right. What's your phone number?
955. KLOS is the phone number for the candy that you want the most.
Yeah, you walk up and you get this thrown into your little sack.
Mighty
happy.
Let's say your favorite and your least favorite.
Favorite and least favorite.
Yeah.
I like that.
818-955-KLOS. Can that guy hold on?
Yeah, I think he can wait a little while.
We're talking about your favorite and least favorite.
You know, and
candy for Halloween.
Do you remember when you would get home, was the first thing you did, I would go out. First of all, we'd go to Walgreens and just buy one of those cheap plastic masks.
Sure.
That was always my costume. And I go out with a pillowcase.
That's
what I put it in. But as soon as I got home.
That's a hopeful little thing.
It is.
A pillowcase
I wanted
full
to
of candy.
Fill it. Yeah. And I never did. And then I'd put all my favorites in, like, in order. Like, put them over here in a pile, then the ones
that
sucked.
Is that right? I never organized them. I would just pick what I liked out and eat it.
You'd see that, and you'd be like, give me that!
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in order.
I would organize them, I'd, like, maybe...
What a nerd!
I didn't have any brothers or sisters, so I didn't have to share.
Oh, okay. You have to basically fight everyone off.
Exactly, which is always... But, I'd say about almost half were what I would call favorites. I was usually pretty happy with my haul. That's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Immediately throw away the apples and the
stupid pencil.
Money.
The nonsense there is.
The quarter. Throw it away.
Money?
Yeah, I used to throw quarters in and stuff.
Huh.
Quite often, yeah.
And you threw it away.
I threw it away. No,
wow.
I didn't. I should have, but no.
Man with a golden spoon. All right. Your favorite and least favorite candy for Halloween?
The worst is probably Tootsie Rolls. I mean, come on. Those are, and what? Well, they call them chicken before candy corn.
Yes.
I agree with anything. Peanut butter cups.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
When Reese's Pieces came out, I went, oh, shit. Like M&M? Smaller version? Oh, hell. Got enough cavities from that kind of shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, do you freeze your Reese's peanut butter cups?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Who wants them all drippy?
Right.
Well, sometimes I like it that way, but that's a different subject. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Your favorite and least favorite candy for Halloween?
Mr. Goodbar?
Favorite or least favorite?
That's my favorite.
I've come around slowly to it. Hated them when I was a kid.
I
don't know why.
I don't think I would love it. Go ahead.
I hated them, man. What's your least favorite?
I'd have to say the Mike and Ike.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
I don't even know.
It's kind of like Good and Plenty, but a little more fruity, I think.
God. As if Good and Plenty wasn't horrible enough. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Minnie from Englewood. My favorite candy bar for Halloween, Payday.
Yeah.
Payday's
a good one.
That is so not
that
good.
No, how dare you, sir?
Payday.
It's a gooder.
What's your least favorite?
M&M Plains. It's like, why? Might as well eat just jelly beans. Like,
What's wrong with jelly beans?
Jelly beans are great.
How dare you disparage?
And colored thingy, terrible.
Well, you put them in ice cream and they're really good. You know, like a McFlurry.
If you add them to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're the bomb diggity.
Add a Butterfinger to the ice cream.
There you go. That's as good as well.
Just throw
how are
peanuts
you?
In. Just throw nuts in. You don't need a candy bar.
Nuts.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Am I caller 11?
Yes. Yeah, but we're not taking caller 11, you know, so it doesn't really matter.
I have my granddaughter calling me.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're not doing any kind of contest whatsoever.
We're not really doing a contest where we're taking caller 11.
No. But what's your favorite and least favorite kind of candy?
Least favorite is Butterfinger. Favorite is Snicker.
Huh, that's right interesting. On. Well, thanks for being a caller, actually, probably five.
You
I think.
Came through.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. I don't know
your
what
your favorite and least favorite candy.
Hi, Heaven. How you doing, Heaven? What's happening, Heaven? How are you today?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about your favorite and least favorite candy for Halloween. What do you got?
Giant Reese's Cup.
Yeah.
And the worst is Bitto Honey.
Bitto Honey is terrible.
I love Bitto Honey.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I used to, the only thing I would buy at camp when I was there one summer was Bitto Honey. I would go in all the time, and they're like, don't you want to try something else, kid? No, Bitto Honey.
But you've seen the big cup, right? It's like monstrous.
Yeah, those are amazing.
That's a solid choice.
That is a solid. Well done, sir. Well played.
Stop making that noise, though.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Favorite and least favorite candy?
My favorite is dark chocolate Reese's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my least favorite are Jawbreakers.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I didn't even think about Jawbreakers. They're not on the scene anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Like candy's on the scene.
Broke too many jaws, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was always too awful.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Fuggo.
Hey.
Hey, for Halloween, for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
In this yard, we always have, for all of those guys and their great costumes, a fire pit lit with marshmallows with sticks.
Really?
Then they roast the marshmallows and sit for a while.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Awesome.
Hold on a minute. You're saying for Halloween, you set a fire in the front yard, give them sticks, and let them roast their own marshmallows?
Hello, with no insurance.
I love your house. I want to go there. That's awesome. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your least favorite and favorite candy for Halloween. Right now we're talking about your favorite and least favorite candy for Halloween.
Oh, man, I'm going to date myself. My least favorite were those Kool-Aid-filled things that just tasted god-awful.
Oh, yeah, pixie sticks.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, I guess that's what they were called.
It was like a straw, and you tear off the top and just pour that garbage into your mouth.
Oh God, it was bad. And then my favorite is Snickers or anything chocolate, man.
Agreed.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for calling. Guys.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. Hello, KLOS.
Almond Joy and Three Musketeers are like, what the hell?
Yeah, dude, Almond Joy needs to be taken and poured into a pit and buried.
I like Almond Joy.
No, you bastard.
I do.
No, I can't. I need to leave.
My grandkids love almost everything with Nutella on it.
Believe it
or not, they're rocking with these chocolate Joker smiles with Nutella all over their face.
Oh, yeah. Nutella rules.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty strong as well.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
My least favorite is Dots, and my favorite is their other candy, Tootsie Rolls.
Mm. Oh, I can see that. But your favorite is Tootsie Roll. I got to tell you, I love Dots.
Do you?
But I'm fully aware that it's garbage.
I hate Dots. I get headaches whenever I eat Dots.
I totally understand that.
My wife loves Dots,
but
too.
But I still love it.
They blow.
They do blow.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I like it.
No, I get it. That's funny. That's, you know what? And I'll throw this out there. I know it's terrible. I know it's garbage.
Okay.
I love Circus Peanuts.
Oh,
they're awful. They're awful.
That is the worst.
They should be burned and destroyed and melted down.
We're doing Give Me Five. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and today's theme is gambling.
Yeah, money. Throw it on the table. Let it ride.
Gambling.
Yes, please.
No Kenny Rogers.
No.
That's our only rule.
Give me five.
Give me five. You got five? I don't have five.
Let me check.
What is that? That's not five.
In a row.
More like ten. You are disregarding the rules here, sir.
Yeah.
In a blatant fashion.
Yeah.
It's not 5 o'clock quite.
No, but there's so many. And I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite songs in the world, or sounds in the world right here. You know,
sure.
The ocean, the forest, and a casino floor.
Very different.
Oh, beautiful.
Very different, but I do like it.
But yeah, since there's so many damn gambling songs, I thought we'd better start a hair early today.
Songs about gambling. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Or hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluga.
Leo Shuffle, all about gambling today. Oh, there's one of my favorite sounds. Casino floor.
You do love that.
I love it. It's so nice. It makes me happy. It's my home away from home.
We're doing Give Me Five Songs About Gambling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a song for the 5 and 5.
Let's hear it.
AC/DC's The Jack.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're doing Give Me Five.
All right. AC/DC, he got the jacks.
Perfect. Thank you. Who's this?
All right. This is Chris from Montebello.
It is Give Me Five. It's songs about gambling, and we got Dead Kennedys.
Yes, we do.
Dead Kennedys.
818-955-KLOS.
Viva Las Vegas, baby!
Hello, can you play Do It Again by Steely Dan?
Yes, 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 I can.
Thank you. That is my gambling song.
Me too, absolutely. Who are you?
Kara from Riverside.
That's the gambling floor again?
Yeah, the casino floor.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing much gambling going on there. I guess it's a quiet night.
No one's winning.
Yeah, no one's winning.
It's sad. We're doing Give Me Five Songs About Gambling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, boys. I'm heading to Paula as we speak.
Nice.
And how about some Lemmy? And Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
As Lemmy says, gambling is the fool.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yep, I hear you.
Always happy to play Motorhead. Got a call for that and Give Me Five today, and then a few people tweeted.
We got Chris, U2 Chargers wanted to hear that, and Sir Floats a Lot.
Sir Floats a Lot.
Also wanted to hear that.
That's one of my favorite Twitter handles ever. Good one, dude. You know, we got so many of these. I think we're going to go 7 or 8 or 9.
Oh, so we're going to keep going.
Yeah, you'll hear some exciting commercial messages and then some more. Well, basically, we've gone to the ATM and got some more money out so we can keep gambling.
We have more songs?
We had so many. Ramblin' Gambling Man, Lido Shuffle, AC/DC, The Jack, Ace of Spades from Lemmy, Viva Las Vegas, Atomic City, Do It Again, and then that one right there, April Wine Roller, which is so damn good.
And we still have Tumbling Dice by Rolling Stones from Brian.
How do we not play Tumbling Dice, man? So we're going to be gambling all night. We'll just... Cocktails! Ooh, I got to get me a cocktail. Cocktail!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's a strange story out of Lakewood, Washington. A lewd Halloween display across from an elementary school is raising concerns. Here's all I'm going to tell you. Among the skeletons is a sign that reads, quote, "Dear Karen, challenge accepted. Next year, try polite."
Huh. Wow. Okay.
So this dude is angry, and right. It was an argument, and there's literally an elementary school across the street that has blinds up. Listen to the report.
A Lakewood Halloween display is raising concerns among parents who are calling it inappropriate. It sits across the street from an elementary school. Kyra 7 Samantha Lamibao went to Idlewood Elementary, where parents say it is exposing kids to obscene decorations.
Because of that display, it's why the school put up privacy screening all around it to try and block the kids from seeing it. That's because they say the skeletons are sexually placed.
Woo! This is my favorite. I always do. You know, you always have skeleton thing, the cutout skeleton thing.
Sure.
I always put them in naughty positions.
You really have to.
Always have.
It's just not. I mean, if you're across from an elementary school, maybe
probably
that's
not
a bad
yeah,
idea.
Then I probably won't. Yeah.
We're not going to show you the full display, but I'm sure you can get an idea of what it looks like.
Yeah.
The homeowner also put up a sign that says, quote, "Dear Karen, challenge accepted. Next year, try polite."
I bet her name is actually Karen, too.
Yes, agreed.
I spoke with neighbors in the area who believe it's indecent to have them positioned like that, while other parents tell me people are overreacting.
There's a time and a place for these kind of things, and that's an adult thing right there. So for children, no, I just don't accept that.
With what the kids have on their cell phones access to nowadays, that's PG. I mean, they get anything and everything, even if they have the parental locks on the phones. It's just, they find their ways around everything.
Hold on a second. Now, that was two actual good interviews and opposing points.
That actually had opposing points. That's true.
As opposed to,
I was walking down the street and I saw it.
I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, it's just now here. What do you want?
Who needs a skeleton 69? What are you doing?
The school has responded to these concerns in an email to parents. They say the homeowners have refused to take down the decorations, so now they're working with the city and police if they can find a solution. I talked to the homeowner who didn't want to go on camera because he believes it's not that big of a deal. In Lakewood, Samantha Lebow, Kyra 7 News.
Wait!
All right, thanks.
Who's Karen?
Who's Karen? Yeah. They never say.
I want to know who Karen is.
I looked for that endlessly because
it's
I wanted
her
to know.
Fault.
Right.
It's not his. No.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
We don't get a lot of stories out of Muncie, Indiana.
No, we don't.
That place is not rich with dumb people. Police claim a Muncie woman didn't know it was a big deal when she stole a Kia from a car dealership in order to drive to Indianapolis for a job interview to be an exotic dancer.
I like a lot of stuff about this story. I like claiming that you didn't know you weren't allowed to just take a car off a lot and go.
According to court documents, 20-year-old Kasia Shelton acted like this whole thing was a joke.
What's the big deal?
And, quote, did not understand what she was going to be arrested for. She brought the car back.
I brought it back.
That's what she said.
There's a lot of glitter all over it now in the seat, but whatever.
An employee from RDI Motors in Muncie called the police department to report that a car was stolen.
So the super hot chick came in, man, and she just, like, took off.
Yeah.
That's what he said, I think.
So then she drove. She did the interview to be an exotic dancer.
Did she get it?
It doesn't say.
Oh,
that's
a
very important information.
It is.
We do want to make sure that we're not casting aspersions on strippers.
I bet she, in fact, got the job and is very happy now and dancing up a storm.
However, police connected her to the car theft because she reportedly filled out a form on the dealership's website to buy another car for Kia.
In comes the people are dumb part. I mean, you know, the rest of that was
you know those
nervy.
Forms. You
yeah,
have to fill
they're every, huge. Yeah.
So that she did.
She just
that.
Wrote little pictures though and drew little happy
little
faces. Yeah, exactly. It's amazing they tracked her down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I actually won one American dollar.
Well done, sir.
For naming four of the top 10 favorite sports by fans.
Yeah, but there was I think the top one was 3 billion fans or something for like football,
yeah. Soccer. Who's naked now? A lawyer got his law license taken away after being caught 5 times driving in the nude.
And apparently wandering around the government building naked too.
Also, yeah.
Just gotta strip down sometimes, man. You just gotta do it.
And tomorrow the name game is back with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It'll be worth $3,700 to you. I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy, see you tomorrow. Peace out.
First of all, doesn't a place that calls itself Michelangelo's Pizza sound really good?
Yes.
I would definitely try that, because it must be like art. And secondly, they play KLOS all the time.
Well done, who?
Yeah, Michelangelo's Pizza, thanks to Gloria.
Thank you, Gloria.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan tour that ended up being the subject of a couple of different documentaries, the Rolling Thunder Review, kicked off on This Day in Rock in 1975. Starting on This Day in Rock in 1999, Santana was topping the U.S. album charts for the first time in 28 years with Supernatural. With the Cubs in the World Series for the first time since 1945, Eddie Vedder led the crowd in Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning stretch on This Day in Rock in 2016.